Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Arjun sent me a story from the CBC News. This is the kind of story that we can all kind of understand. It shows you what human nature is all about. I've mentioned before, if there's money involved, people come out of the woodwork to figure out how to get it, even if it's not their money. And so that explains all the PPP scams, the Paycheck Protection Program scams, but, you know, welfare scams, tax return scams, all kinds of scams. Well, according to CBC, more than 50 cash-hungry contestants have tried to claim lost cash, according to the RCMP from North Vancouver, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Police say finding the rightful owner of the lost money was like playing a marathon episode of The Price is Right. So the police announced that they'd found some money. If this money is yours, let us know. And more than 50 people said, yep, it's mine. And then, of course, they go, well, where was it? Describe it, and how much was it? And then they started guessing. So the North Vancouver RCMP put out a call on September 9th for the rightful owner of what they called a pretty big wad of cash. Now, the quote there, pretty big wad of cash, there could be more than one person who lost money. But the question is, if you lost 50 bucks or you lost your wallet, would you really go, yeah, they're talking about me. My wallet is a pretty big wad of cash. But the money was lost and found over the weekend of September 5th and 6th, according to the North Vancouver RCMP. In an effort to find the person who lost what police would refer only to as a pretty big wad of cash, investigators had to sift through dozens of fraudulent calls before finding the rightful owner, which they did. They found the rightful owner, but they got all the fraudulent calls first. And I would suggest that, you know, there's a gallon, there's a liter, there's a meter, there's a foot, there's a bushel. There's different systems of weights and measures. I would suggest that we now make one measure a pretty big wad of cash. How much do you want for your car? I want 2.5 pretty big wads of cash. And then we get into arguments about what the plural of that is. Do you put the plural after the wads, or would you hyphenate the whole thing, or what do you do? So, discussion for another day. Sergeant Peter DeVries said that the weekend was like a marathon episode of The Price is Right. I thought we had made it clear we didn't want people to play the guessing game. Maybe they didn't read to the end of the news release. And what are the odds? Pick a number between zero and, not infinity, because we know it's not an infinite amount of money, but pick a number that would be in the arena of what a pile of money or a pretty big wad of cash is. So that could be, I don't know, I'm guessing under $100,000. But let's just say that. Pick a number, and by the way, it's got to be above, I don't know, $500, $600. Pick a number between 500 and 100,000. Go. You get one guess. Now, there are going to be guys in the audience who can do the math on that. And that won't be that hard to do. What are your odds of correctly picking, assuming that the dollar is no sense, just, you know, $75,000, period. Not any pennies, not any nickels, dimes, or quarters, just the dollars, okay? It's still going to be an integer between 500 and 100,000, okay? What are the odds of picking that? Because you only get one guess, because you can't go, it's mine, it was $75,000. Nope, wrong number. $74,999. No. $74,998. I mean, they're not going to let you do that. So you get one guess. The original news release from September 9th had specifically asked that people refrain from guessing the bill denominations. Last time we did this with valuables that were turned into us, quite a few people contacted us claiming the valuables might have been theirs when they actually weren't. Might have been. Might. It is either yours or it's not, and you would know. DeVries said, it's despicable to see people trying to falsely claim ownership. Falsely claim ownership. The rightful owner did eventually get in touch to claim the amount of money. Now, I'm going to tell you the amount of money. I'm going to tell it to you in just a second. He said the owner was able to describe not just the amount, but the location where they thought they had lost it, which is consistent with where it had been found. Okay? So, I'm going to prove my point to you. Pick a number between 1,000 and 100,000. Pick that number. In fact, I'll give you a clue. the last digit's a zero. So I just reduced it by quite a bit. The last digit's a zero. So pick a number between 1,000. Heck, pick a number between 1,000 and 10,000. And if you guessed that, it could have been yours. $2,600. $2,600. So the RCMP says that $2,600 is a pretty big wad of cash. And it is. It is. That's a good chunk of change. That's another, by the way, we need to invent an entire lexicon here, an entire nomenclature. We need to fill it out. Of a pretty big wad of cash is $2,600. Is that bigger or smaller than a big chunk of change? And then if it's a big chunk of change and a pretty big wad of cash, the thing they have in common is the word big. So I think what we need to do is we need to say we're going to have a nomenclature for big money. Big money. Big money. In fact, I think they, don't they say big money, big money when they watch, they play Wheel of Fortune? Different game show, I know, but still. So we need to come up with the entire list of amounts of big money. And we're going to start with a pretty big wad of cash, which is $2,600 Canadian. RCMP cautions, by the way, that falsely claiming items as your own is not only unkind, but could be considered fraud under Canada's criminal code. Fraud. That would be fraud, my friends. So it's one of those situations where, can you imagine if somebody had guessed $2,600 and they said, okay, come on in and get it. Meanwhile, somebody else calls and goes, yeah, it's mine, $2,600. And I can describe to you the denominations, where it was located, blah, 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 how it was, what it was in. And they go, oh, the first person is actually trying to commit fraud. That would be a problem. Now, of course, the Canadians are polite about these things. They might not prosecute the person. They might just give them a stern warning or threaten to fine them a big chunk of change. But you never know. Which leads us back to, I've mentioned before, I have a metal detector. I found cool things in the metal detector. Things I found with my metal detector are usually so deep and so nondescript, you couldn't find the owners if you wanted to. So, you know, I found a walking Liberty half dollar in a farmer's field. I got permission to hunt a field out in country, but there had been a house there that had been removed. And I saw the guy working in the field nearby. And I said, you know who owns the property? He goes, yeah, I do. I said, oh, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I sold the property. He goes, they actually moved the house down the road. And I'm getting ready to sell it. He goes, because I've got somebody who's interested in buying it. They might put in a little strip mall here, which they did, by the way. I said, oh, I've got a metal detector. And I like to metal detect places, look for coins, jewelry, things of that nature. I go, would you mind if I detected it? It was all torn up. He's, oh, no, go right ahead. You know, he goes, let me know if you find anything. I'm walking around. A lot of junk signals. I found a couple of wheat pennies. Found a mercury dime. And I'm hunting near where the front porch used to be. And I get a signal that almost hurts my ears because I'm wearing headphones. I mean, you know, clanging sound, which means there's something big. And I look at the detector and it tells you what probable targets are. And it's bouncing around near the 50 cent piece, you know, American 50 cent piece. And I just realized, I saw it on the set yesterday. Walking Liberty half dollar, I'll show you one. And so the detector's going nuts. And so I very carefully dig, but the problem is that it could also be a crushed beer can. Crushed aluminum beer cans, often because of the size of them and so on. And so I thought, well, you know. So I put my digging tool down to the side and it popped the dirt out. And I see that on edge. I see that edge right there. And if you've been metal detecting long enough, you recognize what silver looks like coming out of the ground, because it has this distinct gray color to it. And it looks like that. It doesn't tarnish the way many metals do. It's one of the reasons we use them for coins. And so it comes out of the ground. And so this is not the one I found, but I found one just like this. The one I found is a 1942. This one here is a 1941. But it's one of the most beautiful American coins. As far as silver coins go, it's my favorite. There's a $20 gold piece that looks a lot like this. Same style. Liberty taking a stroll with a sunrise or a sunset, depending which way you want to look at it. And I pop it out of the ground. I'm like, wow, that's a cool coin. And, you know, silver walking Liberty half dollar, I think it's worth $8 or $9 around that time, probably $10 or $15 now. But, you know, so it probably got dropped, if this was in circulation, no later than the 1960s, because, you know, silver coins are still in circulation in the 60s, but they went up pretty quickly thereafter. It may have been dropped in the 50s. Who knows? And so I remember I walked over to the guy, you know, working the tractor, and I waved, and I go, hey, I found something cool. Check this out, you know. And I hand it to the guy, and the guy looks and says, that is cool. He goes, thank you for showing it to me. And he hands it back. And I've heard of guys who are metal detecting on someone else's property with permission. When they found something cool, the owner of the property goes, well, I get to keep it, right? And, you know, the presumption is that I should keep it because I'm the one who found it. But, you know, those words weren't exchanged. But again, the guy owned the property it was on. But who dropped it? Who dropped it? It makes you think. There's a story behind, I assume, everything that's out there that I found. I just don't get to know the story. But I can tell you that as I was delivering the Detroit Free Press as a young man, I can even tell you exactly where it was. I was walking along a row of apartments on a street called Villa in Birmingham. And it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was going down to one end, as I come back, come down the other side. And I look down on the ground and there's a bank envelope. Bank envelope. And we, you know, you see these things blowing around all the time, right? It's part of the litter that litters our society. And I'm walking along and I lean down and I pick up a bank envelope and look, and it's got $20 inside of it. It was a $10 bill and 10 ones. $20 in cash. It's laying right there, blowing around out in front of an apartment complex. Now, I suppose I could have put up a sign and said, hey, found money. Anybody lost some money? And guess what would have happened? I would have gotten bombarded with phone calls from people going, can I guess? So I, as a young man, realized that that would be a fool's errand to attempt. And I simply spent the money myself. But if somebody had ever told me, hey, Steve, you know, if you see a bank envelope with $20 in it, it's mine. But this was so far from the building that it, I mean, I would have literally had to go and knock on 50 different units just to get all the ones within eyesight of where I found this. And it was a windy day and it was just blowing along. So it could have blown down there from down the street that way or down the street that way. So what are you going to do? So there you go. But they did find the owner, and the owner got back their pretty big wad of cash, pretty big wad of cash, which is a new unit of measurement, meaning $2,600 Canadian. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Love the life you live. Live the life you love.